Republicans in Lynchburg have chosen their nominee for sheriff, and it is the interim sheriff, Don Sloan, who defeated John Romano last night on nearly 2-1 margin, and Don Sloan joins us now.
Thank you, Mary, very much.
And your thoughts on the results? Are you surprised by the margin?
Well, we were cautiously optimistic that we had done everything that we needed to do in our campaign. We worked very hard. I had an excellent group of people guiding my campaign and guiding me in this process. I would say that I'm a novice since I've never been involved in a campaign before. And so I'm just so thankful to have had these individuals to come alongside and help me to this point where in this victory. And so, like I said, we were cautiously optimistic, and I'm just so thankful for the opportunity and the trust that the citizens of Lynchburg have given to me for the next 4 years to be their sheriff, and I'm humbled and honored to serve them.
And so do you think having a primary for the Republican nomination shows a division in the party in Lynchburg? Do Republicans in Lynchburg need to come together?
Well, I think that, you know, I think we see a lot of this in some of these elections, and sometimes when they're contentious. And that's why, you know, I've heard kind of along the way in our election where things were said and done, and then the statement was made, well, that's politics. Well, I don't like politics. I don't like things that are done that way for political gain or whatever. So I think that when we bring our campaigns to a close and the people have chosen, as I said to one media outlet tonight, I prepared two speeches tonight. Before I came in, I prepared them yesterday, and one was an acceptance speech, should I win the nominee, and one was a concession speech. And in those speeches, the introductions were different because one was being thankful for receiving the nomination through the voters of Lynchburg, and the other was acknowledging that the people had spoken and they chose someone else, and that my position in place now as the individual that lost would be that I'm going to do everything that I can as I finish out my service to the community to make this transition as smooth and seamless as possible, so that the services that the Lynchburg Sheriff's Office provide to our community are uninterrupted. And so I'm thankful that I was able just to give my acceptance speech. But my point is that I prepared for both because I didn't know the outcome. Of course, I was praying and trusting the Lord. I had a lot of people in my family in Oregon and others that have known me in the community, Thomas Road, and others where I go to church. I had a lot of people praying about this and standing with me and my family in prayer because it was a very stressful time through this process. And I can tell you that I am so thankful. First to the Lord, and also secondly to the voters of Lynchburg, that they place this trust and confidence in me.
We're speaking with Don Sloan. Voters have chosen Don Sloan as the Republican nominee to be for Lynchburg sheriff. And given that there was no Democrat on the primary, does that mean that you will be elected sheriff in November?
Well, what it means is any primary, you have to win the primary to get on the general election ballot for the November ballot. So what this does, it places me on the ballot, and with no one else, I'll be running the rest of my sheriff's race without anyone else on the ballot, but I'll still be running. I mean, I'm sure that I believe they say that people can do a write-in or whatever, but again, as far as any party, Democrat, Republican, and Independent, looks like I'm the only one that's going to be on the ticket. But that doesn't mean that, you know, I'm not going to be running a campaign. I will be. I will not be running it as heavily as I've been running the last 6 months for this primary, but I will still be running my campaign up through the election in November and being involved in my community and meetings and other things to meet and greet the citizens of Lynchburg. And first to say thank you for those that voted for me in the Republican primary, and then also because I'm everyone's sheriff. Yes, I am a Republican, and that in my values and the way I believe in finances and small government. But my point is that I'm everyone's sheriff. I'm the sheriff of Lynchburg. And so when there's calls for service, you know, I don't ask or we don't ask or the people don't have to ask, well, are you, you know, do you serve Republicans? Do you serve Democrats? No, I'm everyone's sheriff. And so that's the focus of my campaign now will be, of course, to let the citizens of Lynchburg know that I'm here for them. I'm their sheriff. I'm the sheriff of the city of Lynchburg, a unified city, without party label or anything like that, even though everyone knows that I'm a Republican.
Any final thoughts on this race?
Well, I'm just honored. I really am. I'm honored and humbled that the citizens of Lynchburg would place their faith and trust to vote for me in this primary and select me as their nominee. And I'm just elated by it and thankful for the opportunity, and I will serve them to the best of my ability, and where they will be proud of the Lynchburg Sheriff's Office.
Don Sloan, the winner of tonight's Republican primary for sheriff in Lynchburg. Thanks so much, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again soon. Congratulations.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you all very much.